regarding the iPad Professional. So a lot of, in fact, most of the tech writing about the iPad Pro and most of the general discourse, including what's been from me, has been about how to make the iPad do what a Mac would do, professionally, personally, etc. And in my experience with my mom, well, that's impossible, really. It's very painful. And I probably am just riding the high from using an iPad Pro after using my iPhone as an iPad Pro for so long. Which is definitely something to note. But, I guess I've kind of gotten to a point with this iPad already in just a few weeks, 2 weeks. Coming from the iPhone, instead of, like, a bad supplement for macOS, it's instead just iOS with zero hardware limitations, basically. So experiencing this operating system that I've been using more than ever, more than anyone should, on an iPhone. The gist of which being, like, if you're me, if you're Federico, this is great. It's like, it really is, like, I think I would rather be using this than a Mac. But that's only because I'm not all that familiar with the Mac. That is an accomplishment, I guess. But I clearly see the Mac Stories issue in particular, which is bringing that, God, I don't want to say joy. I don't think I've felt real joy. Maybe I've felt real joy, briefly. I'm trying to think of something. When I could do split text with Tot and drafts. Brief moments of very empty joy. But otherwise, trying to bring that sense of power to others, Mac users. I don't know. It's not a dilemma that I particularly feel like personally tackling, I guess. I thought that it would be for my mom. I thought that the touch thing might resonate with her, but just sort of like me, it doesn't really. Like, being able to touch the screen to read is and manipulate text is the one thing that really means something to me. The rest of it is kind of pain, and that's where the cursor is great. I think it says something that I, this is a tangent, but it says something that I feel, or I tend to gravitate more toward using the trackpad, the more tired I am. I don't know, for more touch native people, quote unquote. But yeah, coming from an iPhone with a 60Hz refresh display, you know, among other limitations of the display. I did not think the 120 thing would matter. I definitely noticed it for sure. In fact, like, it almost, going to the iPhone, and maybe it's because it's running iOS 16 beta, which includes all sorts of flickering, but literally I can see the flickering. It's ridiculous. That's something that can be would be ironed out with like a day of switching back, right? That's something I wouldn't notice anymore. But I can't, God damn it. Here's an Apple adjacent media positive thing from me. If you look at it as iOS extended It's great. If you look at it as touch macOS, it's horrendous. And overcomplicated. I don't know if that's not really insightful, but I feel like I haven't really seen it put that way.